to prepare the mind for the acquisition of knowledge, spiritual knowledge, to have a proper congenial mind. The Gita suggests different methods. Of all these, appropriate for meditation, preparation for meditation is this. First is the attitude of humility, salutation, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Pranipata is salutation. That is why when before we start our meditation, we salute. We bend, we salute. That bending of the ego. Bending of the ego, that salutation with reverence, that is one. And learn. The attitude of a learner is greatly emphasized. Pariprasnena, with the attitude of a learner, ask questions. Understand. Ask questions and understand. And you will know what to do. Slowly, slowly, the meaning will seep down inside you. Sink. You sink into the meaning of all the scriptures, meaning of God consciousness. So, pariprasna is a dialogue with your spiritual director or at least inside your own mind, a dialogue so that you can understand. And the third one is seva, service, with an attitude of service. Service to the teacher, service to God in man. So, service is a great way to have good meditation. All spiritual seekers can vouch for that. One who has this attitude of service will have better meditation. That is how our ego becomes purified. And that is very necessary for proper meditation. With this introduction, we shall begin. Let us offer our salutations to the all-blissful Divine Spirit who pervades everything. Let us also offer our salutations to all our spiritual teachers, prophets and incarnations, from whom we have inherited all our spiritual treasure. Let us breathe in vibrations of purity. Let us breathe out vibrations of purity. Let us breathe in vibrations of peace. Let us breathe out vibrations of peace. Let us breathe in vibrations of love. Let us breathe out vibrations of love. Let us breathe in vibrations of strength. Let us breathe out vibrations of strength. Let us send currents of good thoughts in every direction, north, east, west, south, above and below. Let us focus our attention in the sanctuary of our heart and there feel the presence of the indwelling spirit. He is our chosen idea of God, chosen idea of reality. He is both personal and impersonal, with form and without form, with attributes and without attributes. He is inside, outside. He pervades our whole being, the whole universe. He is the beginning, he is the middle, and he is the end. Every manifestation is in Him, and He is in everything, and beyond also. Let us feel our body, mind, personality, the world, all are drowned in Him. Let us meditate on that unity. He is Om. Let us repeat Om. Or the Ishta Mantra, our mantra. He is the embodiment of the mantra. By reflecting on the meaning of the mantra, one crosses the ocean of life. All that exists in this universe is strung on him as a row of gems on a thread. He is the common thread passing and uniting every manifestation. He has infinite attributes, infinite names, and infinite forms. We can meditate on on his attributes, according to our mood, according to our need. We can meditate on him as our inner ruler, inner controller, coordinator, and supporter. He is the goal and he is the way. He is a great sustainer. He sustains our body. He sustains our mind. He sustains our soul. He is the eternal witness. He watches over us day and night. Whether we are awake or asleep, He watches over us and protects us. He is our home. He is our refuge. He is our beloved friend. He is our father. He is our mother. He is our grandfather. He is our everything. He responds to our prayers. He is the dispenser of all the fruits of actions. He accepts our devout offerings. this web of Maya or the relative world is very hard to cross. One who takes refuge in him alone will be able to do it. He is the Savior. Through absorption in him, one will be completely purified. Once sins are wiped out, delusion disappears. All karma is burnt up. Doubts are resolved. One becomes holy. One realizes bliss within, happiness within, rest within, enlightenment within. He will conquer the round of birth and death in this body and in this life. One will see God in big and small, good and evil, and in everything. And he will engage in the welfare of all beings.
Om Shanti 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 Om.